Farah visited that evening, wilted and scared. Her left eye was swollen shut, a tight pistil amidst a purple bloom. Geeta made it a point not to stare. "I only have one question," she said, leaning against her doorframe. "What are you going to do when he takes the money again?" Farah closed her eyes. "I don't know." "What's he doing with it?" "Karim by," Farah sighed. Geeta knew Karim. So had her husband. Karim sold his dead wife's spectacularly ugly costume jewelry out of a small shop. That business was hardly thriving, but his bootleg liquor sales fed his litter of children. Farah shuffled forward. "May I come in?" Geeta asked why, even as she stepped aside. Farah removed her sandals, and Geeta noticed her shoulder blades protruding from her thin blouse like nascent wings. The two women stood barefoot in the middle of Geeta's single room at home. Farah moved closer, and Geeta, alarmed, took a step back. It upset her, that intimate liberty, as though she were this woman's confidant. They were not friends. Covering the loan payment had been a necessity, not a kindness. And yet Farah had latched onto that gesture with the desperation of a neglected dog. Geeta suddenly wanted to tell her to retain some pride, to withhold parts of herself because there were plenty of people like her husband waiting to pilfer what they could. It was unlike Geeta, not only to intrude in others' affairs, but also to offer advice. Advice was a cousin of caring. Apathy was Geeta's mantra. But then Farah said, "You must remember how hard it is. Ramesh Bhai went to Karim all the time before..." Farah trailed off due to some sense of belayed tact, but the damage was already done, and stopping short was just lazy. Various endings to her abandoned sentence whipped around the room like detached lizard tails, all echoes of the gossip that had consumed their village on the heels of Ramesh's disappearance, before she'd sprinkled crushed glass in his food, before she'd used her fangs to desiccate him into a husk, before she'd chopped up his body and fed it to the dogs. "Yes," Geeta said, "before." It was past time for Farah to leave, and Geeta itched to shut the door on Farah's swollen, judgmental eye and her presumptuous camaraderie. But she pressed on. "I need your help, a favor. I think I know how to stop him." "Good," Geeta said. "You do that. Then you can pay me back." She herded her unwanted guest toward the door. "No, wait." Farah sidestepped deeper into the room. Geeta sighed. "You stop Ramesh. He drank and he hit you. I know he did. I saw. We all did." "You all did," Geeta repeated, "but nobody did anything about it." Farah's head lowered, diffident once more. "It was a family matter." Geeta nodded her agreement. "Yes, and so is this. Good luck, Farah-ban." "Just teach me," Farah burst out, more hyper than Geeta had ever seen her. Her good eye was manic with possibility. "I can stop Samir too. I just need to know how you did it, how you got away with it." "And by stop him, you mean you want to..." "Kill him," Farah said, her voice far too loud. She chopped one hand on the opposite's palms with a meaty thunk. "Get rid of him. Take him out. Give him a dog's death." She clicked her tongue as her thumb sliced across her throat. Geeta gaped at her. "Have you been buying from Karim?" "Of course not." Farah took umbrage, as though that possibility was morally repugnant. Geeta inhaled. This meeting, which should have been a brief, "Thank you, Geeta Ben, whatever, Farah," one-off, had derailed into insanity. That Geeta had even allowed it to get this far spoke of an unusual loss of control. Was she really so starved for company that she'd indulged Farah's madness? She smoothed wayward strands of hair against her crown and spoke calmly. "You have no idea what you're saying, Farah. You're not the bandit queen that you can run around killing men as you please. Go home and think of something else." "I have thought about this," Farah said, her hands clenched into fists, her thumbs tucked in like little turtles. A child on the verge of a tantrum after being dismissed by the adults is adorable but untethered to reality. "If I don't get rid of him, I'll lose the loan and the business. Geeta Ben, everyone is better off without him. Me, the kids, our loan group, please," she begged, pressing her palms together. "Remove my nose ring." Though it was a figure of speech Geeta hadn't heard for many years, she understood Farah's plea. "Make a widow out of me."